the topic seemed to have turned to the crux of the whole evening's discussion: how the idea of world tracks and configuration space were related to the existence of different kinds of matter on Pangaea, Dyaspe, Antarct, Quator, and Arb.
"It was a strong meme around the time of the Reconstitution," Moira was saying, "that the constants of nature are contingent, not necessary. That is, they could have been otherwise had the early history of the universe been somehow different. As a matter of fact, research into such ideas is how we got new matter in the first place."
"So, if I'm following you," Ignatha Forel said, "the correctness of that idea, that those numbers are contingent, was proved by our ability to make new matter."
"That is the usual interpretation," said Moira.
"When you speak of early history of the universe," put in Lodagir, "how early—"
"We are speaking of an infinitesimal snatch of time just after the Big Bang," Moira said, "when the first elementary particles congealed out of a sea of energy."
"And the claim is, it happened to congeal in a particular way," Lodagir said. "But it could have congealed a little differently, leading to a cosmos with different constants and different matter."
"Exactly," said Moira.
"How can we translate what's just been said into the language that Fra Jad prefers, of narratives and configuration space?" asked Ignatha Forel.
"I'll take a crack at it," said Paphlagon. "If we traced our world track, the series of points through configuration space that is the past, present, and future of our cosmos, backwards in time, we would observe configurations that were hotter and brighter, more closely packed, like running a photomnemonic tablet of an explosion in reverse. It would lead us into regions of hemmed space scarcely recognizable as a cosmos at all, the moments just after the Big Bang. At some point, proceeding backwards, we'd get to a configuration in which the physical constants we've been speaking of—"
"Those 20 numbers?" said Sur Asquin.
"Yes, were not even defined. A place so different that those constants would be meaningless. They would have no value, because they still had the freedom to take on any value. Now, up until this point in the story I'm telling you, there really is no difference between the old one-universe picture and the world-track-through-hem-space picture."
"Not even when new matter is taken into account?" asked Lodagir.
"Not even then, because all the new matter makers did was to build a machine that could create energies that high and then make their own little big bangs in the lab. But what is new to us now, as of this morning's laboratorium findings, is that if you, in the same manner, traced the world tracks of Antarct, of Pangaea, Dyaspe, and Quator backwards, you would find yourself in a very similar part of hem space."
"The narratives converge," said Fra Jad.
"As you go backwards, you mean,"
Javarn said.
"There is no backwards," said Fra Jad.
This occasioned a few moments of silence.
"Fra Jad doesn't believe in the existence of time," Moira said, but she sounded as if she were realizing it and saying it at the same moment.
"Ah, well, important detail that,"
said Sir Atriss in the kitchen, and for once no one shushed her. For some minutes we'd all been standing around a set of dessert plates ready to serve, waiting for the right moment.
"I don't recommend we get sidetracked on the question of whether time exists," said Paphlagon,
to the almost audible relief of everyone else.
"The point is that in that model that views the five cosmi, Arb and those of the four geometer races, as trajectories in hem space, those trajectories are extremely close together in the vicinity of the Big Bang. And we might even ask whether they were the same up to a certain point, when something happened that made them split off from one another. Perhaps that is a question for another messel. Perhaps only Diolaters would dare to attempt it."
In the kitchen, we risked glancing at Javarn's servitor.
"In any case, the different world tracks ended up with slightly different physical constants. And so you could say that even if we were to sit in a room with a geometer who seemed similar to us, the fact is that they would carry in the very nuclei of their atoms a sort of fingerprint that proved they came from a different narrative.
As our genetic sequences carry a record of every mutation, every adaptation, every ancestor to the first thing that ever lived, said Sur Mora, so the stuff of which they were made would encode what Fra Jad calls the narrative of their cosmos, back to the point in hemspace when we all diverged.
Father,
Fra Jad said, which was followed by the customary silence that followed most Jad statements. But it was shattered, this time, by a laugh from Lodagir.
I see it. Finally. Oh, what a fool I've been, Fra Jad, not to notice the game you've been playing. But now at last I see where you have been leading us, ever so subtly, to the Hylian theoric world.
I don't know which is more annoying, I said. Lodagir's tone, or the fact that he figured this out before I did. I had been shocked a few hours ago, when Lodagir had wandered up to me during Paracline and begun chit-chatting about our encounter on the plenary stage. How could he come anywhere near me without body armor and a team of stun-gun-brandishing inquisitors? How could he not have foreseen that I'd devote the rest of my life to plotting violent revenge? Which had forced me to understand that it really wasn't personal for him. All the rhetorical tricks, the distortions salted with outright lies, the appeals to emotion, were every bit as much parts of his toolkit as equations and syllogisms were of mine. And he didn't imagine I'd really object, any more than Jessery would if I pointed out an error in his theorics.